This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
She said her name was
Chappelle.
Yeah. She came to play and her body was sick, yeah. She killed when she walked, so sexy when she called.
It's Saturday night, that could mean only one thing. It's the Chappelle Show.
We love you, Chappelle.
The Chappelle Show.
Very good afternoon to you here on Joy 94.9. This is the Chappelle Show. It's the one and only hip-hop show on this fantastic radio station. It's 4 minutes past five. And I need to say thank you to Ben for the news, another awesome newsreader. I love his beautiful South African accent. And, of course, thank you to Hannah for another awesome Little Fish show supporting Aussie independent music. I've got quite the show for you today here on Joy 94.9. I've got a really awesome local MC by the name of Luke Alessio in the studio with me. He's a good Greek boy, and that's what we like. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thanks for having me. What's going on?
I'm doing a show.
Yes, that's what's going on. Sweet.
I was almost like, not much. I was like, no, actually, well, a lot. I'm doing radio. Yeah. So, you know, that's how it is. So we're going to talk about your music, your book that you've just released, which is awesome. And we're going to do that very, very soon. But you know what we have to do first so that we make sure we have a good discussion and, you know, everything goes smoothly.
What's that?
We have to do the Beyoncé prayer.
I've heard of this.
Yes. So the Beyoncé prayer, she's the only deity I believe in. I think she's a goddess. So therefore, I pray to her every week to make sure I have a good show. Then we followed up with a Beyoncé song or a Destiny's Child song. But here it is. It's Beyoncé Prayer. You're on Joy 94.9.
In the name of our Mama Bee, Sasha Fierce and Lady Bay, may you watch over our fierceness and we pray you to keep our booties licious forever and ever. Amen.
Love you, Beyoncé.
The Chappelle Show.
This is the remix.
That's my girl, Beyoncé, Joy 94.9. That was the song that launched Destiny's Child, remixed by Wyclef Jean. It's 9 minutes past five. You're on the Chappelle Show, the one and only hip-hop show in Australia's one and only gay and lesbian radio station. That beautiful song was chosen by my guest, Mr. Luke Alessio.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know how old I was now. I was young, and I was like, man, who's that girl with the braids? Damn.
Yeah, her style.
She turned out to be 16 as well. Probably was about the same age I was when they did that track. And so, it was, of course.
So it was appropriate sort of like crush. It's not like me with One Knowles. Direction. I might be a bit too old to be a fan of them.
Yeah, it was. I hope it was
age appropriate.
Yeah, it was.
That's good to know. It's good to know you have, you know, your standards and your morals. Luca, the reason I have you on the show is, you know, you're a slam poet, you're a rapper. It's not just because you're Greek, although that has something to do with it. but yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
A little bit about myself. Oh, man. Spoken word artist, slam poet, whatever you want to call it. I work with words. I started rapping about maybe 9-10 years ago. About 4 or 5 years ago, I found this world of spoken word on Def Jam Poetry, which is this TV show that was on in the States for about 6 seasons on HBO. It's all over YouTube now, and most people fall in love with slam or spoken word that way. And since then, I just committed my life to being on a stage with nothing but a microphone and performing. And end of 2011, I won the Australian Poetry Slam final. So I became the Australian champion. Yeah. Got to wave that in my enemies' faces for a year.
Do you have a lot of enemies?
No, I wish I did to wave more stuff in more of their faces. And ended up touring, going to the States, going to writers' festivals in New Zealand and Asia and Indonesia, China, Hong Kong. Ended up collaborating with the oldest running hip hop group or rap group in Greece called Active Member. So we're going to play a track from that collab.
They're pretty cool. I've played them on this show, if people remember.
True.
They remember back. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So yeah, I got to hang out with them. That was good. And now I'm back and I'm a full time poet, full time artist, touring around and doing my thing.
You're a pretty lucky guy. Not a lot of people can say that. There's a lot of people working in call centers trying to become full-time artists.
Yes, there are. There's a lot of us in the world. And I guess there's a certain time where I was like working my day job. I was like, you know what? The risk of not doing this is worse than the risk of doing this. Because if I risk wasting my life in this office job, I will, you know, you can't get that back, you know? No. So had to do it. And now I'm here.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Well done. Well, I want to find out the secret to your success of, you know, becoming a full-time artist, and we'll find out that in just a little moment.
Hey, this is Tom Bella doing a hilarious celebrity ID, and you're tuned to The Chappelle Show on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. It's The Chappelle Show. I'm joined by Luca Lesson, and sometimes you can be too chilled out in life and not have your next song ready. I'm going to put your mic on, Luca, and you're going to tell us what song we're hearing next.
What's What are we hearing next? Biggie. We're hearing Biggie. All right, cool. So this one goes back. I chose this one because, you know, when I was at high school, we used to wag school and go and play 13, this card game with all my Vietnamese and Lebanese crew. And we'd sit around and smoke as much different things. No, we wouldn't do that at all.
We definitely don't condone that on Joy 94.9.
We'd bump off cigarettes and we played this song. This song was like the anthem for me. It was like one of my first introductions to hip hop. It is a collaboration between Biggie and Bone Thugs and Harmony, and it's called Notorious Thugs.
It is, absolutely.
And
I
can talk really slow so you can find it and stretch out the introduction.
So I just want to explain to people what's going on. We have a physical CD library here on Joy 94.9, and it's numbered, and I have like a number dyslexia thing. It's kind of been unofficially diagnosed, and I picked up the wrong CD, which doesn't have that song on it. So we're just going to play some Jay-Z and Sade.
All right. So that's my other selection. Yes. Okay. Yes.
I'm so sorry, Joy 94.9 listeners. You know, I'm normally better than this. But anyway, this song I'd never heard of until today.
Yeah,
so
cool. All right. I've been vibing out to this one the last few days, actually. So yeah, it's cool.
So it's Sade featuring Jay-Z.
That's the one.
All right. Let's play it. You're on Joy 94.9. It's The Chappelle Show.
Hey, what's up? It's Mac Miller. Right now, you are listening to The Chappelle Show on Joy 94.9.
What a track for a sunny Saturday afternoon.
Isn't it?
That was Sade featuring Jay-Z, The Moon in the Sky.
That's the one, man. Now here AKA my wife, Sade, man. Shit. Jeez.
So here on The Chappelle Show on Joy 94.9, I love having co-hosts in because I think that I know a lot about music and I know a lot of different music, but every now and again someone brings in something like that and I'm like, amazing.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and Sade's always, like, she's been a classic for me, and I never thought that she would collab like that, you know, and I'm not a massive, you know, huge fan of Jay, but I do appreciate him, and I think it's a good combination in the end, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a lot of love for Jay.
Yeah.
He's very divisive, I think, in the hip-hop world.
He is. But, I don't think it needs to be that divisive. I'm just a fan of different flows, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, that's all.
We will talk about your influences very soon, but my guest on the show is Luca Lesson, a poet from Brisbane and a rapper, hence him being on a hip-hop show. But you cheated on me. You've already been on Joy before a few days ago.
I did. I cheated on you. Actually, I think I'm cheating on Anastasia right now.
Oh, I don't know. Well, we get very competitive, so let's just say that you're cheating on me because she's not here to defend it. But she has sent a text in. Do you want to read that out?
What's she saying? What's she saying?
She's like, Elare Luca.
Elare Luca. It's your yeah, Anastasia. Yasu. Love this track. Bad.
She's so funny.
You're bad.
So Anastasia, of course, is the host of OMG. Oh, my God. It's Anastasia on Thursday mornings.
Oh, my God, bro.
Oh, my God. And so Yo-Yo-Yo, which means grandmother in Greek. Her name is Anastasia, too.
One of my yo-yos. She's passed on now, but her name was Anastasia.
So I think you've just been adopted by our Anastasia.
A new Anastasia. Yeah, why not?
She'll look after you.
It's a beautiful name. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She loves you,
we got
you,
on. It was good. We had a five minute, you know, love session and the breakfast talk show.
Oh, I'm getting incensed hearing it. Me and her always compete, but that's fine. That's okay. Whatever. You're here now and that's the point.
It was good. She said, "Guy, if only I wasn't lesbian, Luca, you know, like we'd have..." She's like, "But don't worry, you get to hang out with Chappelle. She's straight. That'd be great."
But you have to watch her anyway because I've heard some stories of her veering off the lesbian path.
Oh, really?
That was a decoy.
That was a decoy, right?
Yeah, that was her tactic.
That was to make me feel, you know, just safe and hanging out.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly right.
Sis. Hey, sis.
So you're in Melbourne because last night you performed at the Malthouse Theatre, which is really cool. What a great venue.
Mm.
Because you launched a book.
Yeah, it's crazy. I've been writing hip-hop and spoken word stuff all up for about 10 years, and I never really thought that it would go down on paper, but after doing more spoken word stuff, more and more people were like, I want to read your work.
Mm.
And on my website, the page that was getting the most hits was where I had my poems, you know, and people wanted to read the lyrics and read the words. So I finally got my act together, made some money doing spoken word workshops with schools and young people and universities and performances, and saved up some pennies and self-published a book. And I've done two launches in Sydney, a launch in Brisbane, and last night was the launch in Melbourne. And the Malthouse, that theatre, the Beckett Theatre there, was just perfect and
absolutely
beautiful.
What's the name of the book? So
the book's called The Future Ancients.
And it's a beautiful book. Now, the artwork on the front, so it's like, you know, It's a very sort of Greek theme, isn't it? And there's an owl on the front. I don't know how to describe it. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, so it's almost like an emblem or a symbol. I have a poem called Athena, which is about the goddess Athena, and obviously connected with Athens and ancient history in Greece. And her symbol is the owl, and she's a god of wisdom and war, and she's you know, it's kind of important to me, I guess, in some ways. And so I had this beautiful illustrator in Perth, Sarah McCloskey, who also did the cover art for Jimblar's latest album, does a lot of work for Elephant Tracks. So I hit her up and she knew my stuff, and I asked her, told her what I wanted and, you know, what I was thinking of. So she's made like a future ancient owl that looks kind of new and old at the same time.
It's really quite intriguing. It's sort of almost like a stencily kind of vibe.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And having a look at it, because I'd seen photos of it when I was doing my research for you to come on, and I sort of thought, like, the impression that I got, that it was a bit more sort of like a grandiose sized book and like a bit bigger. And then you just handed it to me, and it actually, funny, I don't know if you ever went to Greek school, but like, it looked like the workbooks we used to get. So they used to send the exercise books and all of the textbooks from Greece.
Does that make you cringe? Is that like, oh my god?
I'll tell you a joke about some of the books later, but when we're off air, because it's not appropriate to say on air.
Yeah, of course.
But no, it's really cool. It does remind me of like the textbooks we used to have at Greek school, at primary school.
But there Greek you go. Girl.
So the future ancients. What does that mean?
I guess for me, I just came up with this concept that I wanted us to question, you know, who we are today. And one day, this moment, and one day we will be regarded as ancient peoples in an ancient time. And when that time comes in the future, what would they look back and see? You know, what will we have left behind? What will we be remembered as? What will be our history book? What will be our, you know, legacy?
And actually, I just remembered, you launched like an animation of that. I watched that yesterday.
Word, yeah.
It's amazing. So it accompanies, I guess, the book.
The title poem for the book. So there is a poem called The Future Ancients in the book. And a young guy, legend of a dude, islander friend of mine, his name is George Siossi Samuels. He has a business called Siossism, where he basically animates cultural stories and histories and stuff like that. So he got on board and we made this animation and dropped it yesterday.
So, Luca, what do you think people will look back on then in the future when we're the ancients? What do you think they'll see?
What do I think they'll see?
Yeah.
Well, it's a hard one because it depends who wins. You know, they say history's, you know, written by the victorious. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, we need to make sure that we get some stories. And I think with social media these days, we can tell our individual stories to an individual on the other side of the road, on the other side of the world, and on the side of the other side of the road.
You
can tweet your friend who's sitting next to you if you fucking want it. Really want to. So I was like, I think there's going to be less control over what gets remembered in the end, because there'll be a record of everything online from what we put up. So I guess it's up to us, whatever we put out there, that's what we'll be remembered.
I kind of pity the researchers and the historians in the future, because there'll be so much data to collate and go through.
And all on computer screens. It's going to be there's something beautiful about a museum and records and archives that it's, you know, like a big building that needs to hold something.
Yeah, when I did history in high school, I had to actually go down to the state library and, you know, get books that you have to wear special gloves and you have to get written requests. Mm. You have to put in written requests to get them, which is really cool. It's really lovely. But I don't pity future historians at all.
Yeah.
That's a really funny concept, future historians. I guess it's the same as future ages.
Future, in the poem I mentioned, future archaeologists. We will be found by future archaeologists.
Yeah.
Yeah. Embalmed and encased in Chanel No. 5 and you know, instead of being embalmed in frankincense and myrrh and you know, stuff like that. So it'll be different. And I think it's interesting to look at it through that lens of realizing that we will be ancient one day.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, a little bit of Tupac, nothing like going a bit old school.
Yeah, man. You asked me, you know, what songs you want to play. I was like, man, that is like, I think, I'm pretty sure that's my favorite Tupac song.
It's a great song. You know, I know everybody loves him, but it's so good to go back to Tupac and just sort of revisit like how awesome he was.
Yeah, man. He's number one on my list.
You're on the Chappelle Show. Luca Lesson is joining me. He's a rapper. He's a poet. He's going to read us a bit of his poem called The Future Ancients, because we're giving away the DVD of the week and we want to know what you think historians in the future will look back on us. What will they see? What will they find? What will the future or the past look like to them in the future? Oh, that's a very confusing concept about time. But if you want to enter the draw, SMS your name and member number and what you think today will look like in the future. SMS 0427 joy949 or email on air at joy.org.au. To maybe get the juices flowing, Luca will read a bit of the poem for you now, just to give you an idea.
The future ancients. In the future, the history books will study us. Our cities will have been renamed, our languages slanged into something new, and this moment will one day be ancient. The future ancients will have their artifacts locked in storage. Shards of Molotov cocktails from the Egyptian Revolution will be tagged and filed next to Michael Jackson albums, smartphones, Playboy magazines, and the Australian flag. The future ancients will be found by future archaeologists, preserved and embalmed in tequila and Chanel No. 5, alongside pop star prophets who thought they were somehow saying something new. This time, they will find them, praying to gods who believe in science, on a planet of do's and don'ts and fractions of us's and them's and we's and whatever's and maybe never's and never again's. The future ancients will be found in tombs of cheap liquor, in databases of tradition, on screens called culture, as relics of broken signals that will hardly be visited as bones but remembered in the symbology of pixel and paranoia.
Fantastic. Round of applause. Oh, I was trying to look up the sound effects on the computer as you were doing that.
Quick enough.
Luca Lesson, well done. That's Future Ancients. It's a fantastic poem. And great. You've really got my brain working now, thinking about how we'll look back on today. God, it is so hard for me to articulate that. But anyway, I wanted to ask you because I've got you on the show. I mean, obviously, you're an awesome poet and, you know, but you kind of started off in hip hop.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. And I've heard you say that, you know, hip hop is sort of, you know, is poetry in a way, isn't it? Definitely.
Totally. I think for me, I was at school and I was getting taught all this poetry. I thought it was the most boring thing in the world because it didn't relate to me. Culturally, didn't relate to me. Linguistically, it was just like, I don't want to sound like Shakespeare. But we actually had to do assignments where you had to write something that sounded exactly like Shakespeare. But the Shakespeare of now really is hip hop and artists and forms of art like that. Shakespeare was using so much, he was just making up so many words and he was just doing so much playing with language. And so much of it was colloquial and slang that now, you write something that's slang and your teacher will get you in trouble, most students at my school. So I was listening to a lot of hip hop at the time. No one really told me that it uses rhyme, that it uses meter, that it uses, you know, all the same skills and metaphor and whatever it is. And so no one told me that hip-hop was poetry, and so I guess that's why I do what I do now, you know, to help young people express themselves and not feel like their poetry has to sound like someone else.
So did you start as a hip-hopper, or did you start in poetry, or they both happened
hip-hop.
At the same
I started
time?
Hip-hop. I wasn't writing poetry. I started rapping very late. I started at like 20, and I didn't get into poetry till much later. So definitely was writing rap first before anything. And then when I discovered spoken word online through those videos on YouTube, I was just like totally freaked out. And I, as most rappers do, you grab a song that you've written and perform it a cappella as a poem.
Yeah.
And you know, I did that at a poetry thing in Brizzy. And then I started a poetry spoken word night called Words or Whatever in West End. And that was it. And I was hooked. So yeah. And now I've come around to poetry and I can call myself a poet without cringing too much. every now and then.
I know. It's cool. You're a slam poet. As soon as you say to someone, oh, slam poet, they're like, that's cool as.
You're going
to
wrestle me?
You should incorporate that in. Then you'll, like, get a wide-ranging demographic of people. Yeah. People who into, like, you know, WF fighting, whatever it's called.
Totally.
That's really cool. So how do you go from, like, I mean, I've always listened to hip-hop. I've never jumped up onto a stage and started rapping because we had this discussion. I can't rhyme, so it's a massive impediment. I live with that fact every day of my life, and it's heartbreaking. But how do you actually go from, like, yeah, I like this music to I'm doing it?
Wow, good question. I was procrastinating at university. That's how I got into hip-hop. And I was hanging out with a guy named Jules that you might know from Melbourne as well. He was in Brizzy and we were both in Brisbane studying at the same uni. And we'd be in class in the lectures and he'd write a line and pass it over to me. And then I'd have to write a line that rhymed with it, that made sense, and pass it back. And he'd send it and I'd send it and I'd send it and he'd send it. And then before long, we'd made a track and he had a makeshift studio in his house, as you do at that time, and made my first two tracks with him. And a bunch of years later, like 5 years later, we both found ourselves living in Melbourne, and he ended up recording most of my vocals for my first album, Please Resist Me. And so yeah, that was the beginning. I mean, it's kind of you just got to make mistakes, you know. It's how you write raps at the start. You start rhyming cat and mat and bat, and you know,
I can't get past two lines.
We should do a workshop. We should workshop that on, in between.
I don't know how patient you are, though. You'd have to be a saint to be able to teach me. Yeah. I want to play a song now by a lady who's an absolute legend. Her name's Lauryn Hill. I'm sure you've all heard of her. This came off her Unplugged album, which she did. I can't remember the year that it came out, but it was quite controversial because she kind of went a bit batty on it. But the music's great. It was just her and a guitar, wasn't it?
Yeah, she went from the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill and getting, you know, quite big kind of pop star status, I guess. And that affected her because she was always been a little bit more intellectually, you know, and politically aware than kind of getting carried away with it. So she just decided, well, MTV Unplugged have asked me to do something. I'm going to rock up with my guitar, write a whole bunch of new tracks, sing the hooks, rap the verses. And for me, it's one of my favorite things. And I put Lauryn Hill in my top five rappers of all time.
Absolutely.
So this is one of my favorite tracks off that. Did you find that one?
I've got it. I'm ready to go. Yeah. Like, I'm doing this radio thing and I'm doing it well right now. Yes, Mystery of Iniquity is coming out right now. I think next we'll play some of your music. That's only fair.
Okay, cool.
All right. You're on Joy 94.9. It's the Chappelle Show.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Chappelle Show, 12 minutes to 6. I'm joined by Luca Lesson, who is a rapper and a poet out of Brisbane. He's just launched his new book called The Future Ancients.
What up?
And he's in the studio, obviously. I'm not just like randomly mentioning him. I thought it was only fair, like I got you to choose music that you like.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But what about we play some of your music?
Oh, why not?
Yeah,
why
definitely. Not? What song have you got for us?
This one, I'm gonna do two tracks today. The first one I've chosen is a track that I've written called Throw My Luck, which is a track that I made with Active Member, the hip-hop crew out of Athens, more correctly out of Perama, which is past Piraeus, outside of Athens, in the port where most refugees landed in the kind of 1920s, 1930s in Greece. And they come from really hard background, but they're like one of the longest running rap groups in Greece. They found my stuff because some guy in Melbourne sent them a video of me and sent me a video of them, and we ended up talking and I ended up going over and making some tracks and doing some shows with them. So we made this track together. It's got a sample in it of the main guy from Active Member, Michali, also known as BD Foxmore, his production and my words. And it's a story about my grandfather who fled from Rhodes, the island, in 1938.
Fantastic. Chuck it on.
Let's go.
You're on Joy 94.9. It's a Chappelle Show. Joy 94.9. How awesome is it to hear a Greek-Australian rapper going over to Greece and then rapping with some Greek people over there. You'd think that that is a natural progression, but it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, it's kind of a dream that I thought, you know, possibly, maybe. But then I didn't even think that there were really many conscious hip-hop artists in Greece.
No.
I hadn't heard of Active Member yet, and a lot of the hip-hop that comes out of Greece can be super cheesy or stereotypical.
I struggle
or,
to play it, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of it's cool, though.
Misogynist and whatever, but yep. but Active Member and the whole Lobap movement is pretty incredible. So, yeah, it's been a blessing.
So Luca Lesson is my guest here on The Chappelle Show. He's just released an awesome book called The Future Ancients, and he'll tell you very soon how you can get your hands on it. I want to hear more music from you, Luca.
Really?
What are we playing next?
Are you sure?
Definitely.
Oh, my goodness. All right. I have a track called Babylon.
Awesome.
That I've actually never played in Australia.
Shut up. Is this making its national debut?
Yeah, it's from an album that's going to come out next year. I'm going to Beijing on Monday, flying out to Beijing on Monday to work with an American artist, American producer there. And he's made this, and this is one of my favorite tracks from this upcoming album. So it's called Babylon.
Fantastic. Turn it up. You're on Joy 94.9. It's 1 minute to six, so that means it's time for me to get out of here, Luca.
When did it happen? What happened?
Our time together is over.
Oh, no.
I'm so sad. I wonder if, like, the future ancients will look back on this show and be like, that was the height of amazing radio.
That went quick.
Which is like a little blip in history, this one-hour show. Oh, I'm very sad. Next week on The Chappelle Show, though, I'm interviewing Jacoubi. They're a band. They're coming in. They're awesome. I'm very excited about that. Luca, your book, I highly recommend it. Where can people find it?
People can grab it from the website, www.lukalesson.com.au. There's books and all sorts of stuff on there and videos and all my work and new album coming soon.
Fantastic. Well, Luca, thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck with all of your stuff.
My pleasure.
Keep
much
putting
love.
Music out. When you get your new album out.
Yeah, I'll be
send
in
it
here.
My way.
That's
oh, yeah,
it.
I'll come in, definitely. Coming
invite
up.
Myself. I just invited myself.
And I'm like, yes, you may. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
The Chappelle Show.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.